Just for a brief recap, for those who weren't here this morning, we have three main themes before us, one being eternal life, second being light, the third being love. And the first session focused on eternal life, which is a grand theme of this book. This time we'll look more upon light, as life is the light of men, and also how we are to be light in this world. So the passages before us, which we'll read, is 1 John 1, 5 through 7. I should mention that this session is 15 minutes shorter than the previous one, and the third will be even 15 minutes shorter than this one, so henceforth I'll abbreviate the introduction. So 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Also chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. Chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even unto now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. And also a few verses in the Gospel of John. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 4 through 9. Chapter 1, 4 through 9. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Another thought that struck me during the first session, not only do we see things that we are brought into, such as, again, life, light, and love, but it reminds us what we were brought out of and brought from. And in the Word of God, we see striking contrast between the two. The contrast between life certainly is death, between light is darkness, and between love is hatred or enmity toward God and man that we had previously. So we should really appreciate not only what we're brought into, but that which we were brought from. And we may build upon that later. In the purity and perfection and holiness of Christ, we see that God is light. And in the love of Christ, we see that God is love. And God was fully revealed in the person of Lord Jesus Christ. We are also reminded that we were brought out of darkness into his marvelous light. And we have a privilege to walk in the light of God. Just a couple further thoughts, and I'll sit down. One is, we can have fellowship as we are in the light. We spoke of fellowship as being things that we have in common. And in the light of God, we are able to have things in common in that context. Also, it would be a fearful thing, in a way, to come before God, come into his presence, come into the light of God, unless we had the all-effective cleansing of the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Really, we're enabled to be in the light without fear because his blood cleansed our sins. In addition, we know that light reveals things. Light reveals who we are and what is in us. And on one side, you know, if you're lost in the darkness in the woods, it's wonderful to have a light that guides your way. But in the same way, light also reveals the truth and the reality of what we are and exposes things. But how wonderful it is that in chapter 2, verse 1, we have an advocate with the Father, Lord Jesus Christ. So on one hand, it reveals who we are, but before God, we have an advocate. So we may look at some of these passages, and again, we have till 3:30.
We have been brought into this wonderful fellowship with the Father and the Son, possessors of eternal life, then there is a condition attached to, or is the basis or base is set for this fellowship to be enjoyed. So what is presented to us is that this fellowship is just not a haphazard fellowship or enjoyed haphazardly, but there are certain conditions that are attached to this wonderful thing, wonderful person, into whom we have been brought. Verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. In verse 3 it was, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. In verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So there must be a condition in which this can be enjoyed. And the condition, the base is the fact that God is light. It carries the sense of the principle that God is holy. He's a holy God. And what is stressed, this is God's nature. God is light. So brethren, you could open that up as before.